about the vagina.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Jane.
Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called and I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I came to New York to see you, and it changed my life.
Can't beat the cinnamon roll. That's it. That's all. What's that? You yellow boy. Oh, back to, we were going to go back to Natalie, but now they say go back to Meredith. So, Meredith, it's all yours.
Thank you, Willard. And, you know, before we go to break, in our last half hour, we were talking about the vagina monologues, and Jane Fonda inadvertently said a word from the play that you don't say on television. It was a slip, and obviously she apologizes, and so do we. We would do nothing to offend the audience, so... Please accept that apology, and when we come up...
You gotta have the big ball.
...to making your love last. A nice story.
That bitch!
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Well done,
I think
Meredith.
He misremembers.
It was incredibly corny.
Okay, we're gonna get back to our game. The right line. Girls. Women. Had to take the stick to Joe during the break.
Yeah. Take the stick. Not the truth stick that I was using before.
No, the Joe stick.
The Joe stick.
Because I see all 18 lines ringing, and I can see through the studios that he's back at the computer, and he's Googling directions somewhere.
Was he Googling directions to Dockside Dolls?
Well, here's what I know. I know what his answer would be. I said to Rob, go back there and tell him to answer the phones. And I know what his answer is going to be. It's just guys. But still, I see the shoulders go into the Larry King mode. I only see Joe from the back, right? So I see him. He turns around, shoots a look my way, like, thanks, dick. Then I see him go to the computer, and right away it's like the phone. Boom, 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 boom. Then he turns, gives me that big S look at eating grin, and goes right back to his Googling.
As, you know, even after you took the stick to him.
As if, okay, take the stick to me. Watch. Every one of these calls is a guy that wants to screw with the show.
Right.
And as he went through, I guess, as soon as he heard a man's voice,
yeah,
he just go, Donna Mike, click, Donna Mike.
Right.
And he goes through the bank, and he looks at me like, oh, well, got to Google some more barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's don't you equate it with it's like when you're fishing. You know, when you're fishing and you're looking for the specific fish, and you might get a school of some other fish, but you still got to throw your line out there because you never know.
Right. Joey the fisherman, the old man of the sea, says, wait a minute.
Did we get a woman?
Old man of the sea.
Somebody give me a C.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, what's your name?
It's another lady.
My name's Gail.
Hello, Gail.
Hi. Gail, where are you from?
Virginia in Winchester.
You married? You have a boyfriend, fiance? What's your status?
Married.
Married, all right.
I should tell you also, before you continue, that Joe was doing some work for the show on the computer and found out that Dockside Dolls closed almost 2 years ago today.
Aw.
Dockside Dolls is done after a year and a half in the crosshairs of police and lawyers.
Sure.
The topless club agreed to close permanently. That was 2 years ago.
Wow. 2 years ago. Now, did we get a timeline from lovely Melanie before? Or
we haven't asked her yet. I bet there were a few crosshairs over there at the Dockside Dolls.
Yes, especially in the corners.
Yes.
Gail, what is it that your husband, your boyfriend, you lied to him about, your husband in this case, on Valentine's Day?
Well, last year he had set up a special dinner and everything for me, and I, of course, didn't know about it, but I'd had a previous love interest, I guess you could say, had called me on Valentine's Day and said he wanted to see me just to talk. And, of course, I called my husband and told him I had to work late that day and went and met.
Well, now, what's your husband's name, Gail?
My husband's name's Keith.
Keith, and you set up a rendezvous with this other person. How long have you been married when you...
This would give me the red ass.
Yeah, how long have you been married when this guy called you?
Well, we've been married for 10 years.
And all out of the blue, this former lover calls you?
On
well, my husband and I had had a kind of a split of ways there for a while, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Separated for a bit.
Kind of a split of ways.
Right. Temporarily.
And whatnot. All right. So was he a guy that you shacked up with when you were separated from your husband?
Yes.
So you canceled the special dinner with your husband, Keith, to rendezvous with a former lover? Or
yes.
just to talk?
I'm sorry? Yeah,
what
just
was
to
it?
Talk.
Where did you talk? Where did you go to talk?
Well, I met him at this restaurant.
Holiday
and
well, yeah, that, Don brings up a valid point. Was the restaurant attached to a motel?
No, it was not.
Or a hotel?
No, it was not.
Did you meet this former lover for dinner?
I did.
Oh, you
on
bitch.
Valentine's Day night?
Let me just say, you bitch, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, I
no,
guess
I don't.
Kind of, my husband had done me dirty in the past, so I guess that I was kind of feeling like screw him kind of thing.
So your husband is named Keith, right?
Yes.
Does Keith know this lover by name, or does he know him at all?
He does know the name. He doesn't physically know him. But
so what happened with the meeting? What happened with the dinner?
Okay, so I did meet him. We went to dinner, and he had these flowers for me, and he actually bought me a diamond heart pendant.
Oh.
And I still have it. But when I went home, I told my husband that I had bought it for myself.
Oh,
wow. Listen,
so he doesn't know that this heart pendant that I wear all the time, I have it on right now as we speak.
But when you went to the Valentine's dinner with the guy that you had banged when you were separated,
right?
At the time you went, you were back together with your husband and,
correct.
And you were happy.
Correct.
I told him you had to work late.
Then I had to, why'd you go?
Curiosity, I think.
And did you, how did it end? How did the dinner end? He obviously gave you flowers. He gave you a diamond heart-shaped pendant. How did you end things? Were you definitive? Did you say, I'm not interested in this?
Well, he wouldn't let me refuse the pendant, so I had to keep it. And
listen, I want to tell you, I hope your husband just beat you with a frying pan.
No.
I swear to God, right, this man. Is awful.
Wait a minute. What did you say? What did you say to him at the end?
Mike, what you were saying was,
before we murder her, I want to hear what she said at the end.
Hold on. What you just said was, I just couldn't turn it down.
Right.
Please, hold on.
No,
like
he
what?
He,
that's like someone saying, I could. He forced me to take the pills. He threw me on the floor and massaged my throat.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like you didn't give this guy the big kiss off.
Well, I did because I haven't talked to him since.
Well, how did it end at dinner?
Well, he's trying to proposition me to continue the relationship. And, of course, you know, I told him, you know, I've made a decision and I've got to stick with it, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, not to avail. I mean, I gave him a hug and said thank you, and that was kind of the end of it. But
you might as well.
What do you mean, kind of?
You might as well have slept with him. I mean, I don't get the morality here.
I don't talk to him anymore. So I guess you know.
No, you just stiffed your husband on a very romantic Valentine's Day night, so you could go be with the guy who used to bang you, and then he gave you a gift which you just could not return. I don't follow, honey.
Well, he wouldn't let me return it. He said, no, you've got to keep this.
Well, why didn't you just say, well, then I'll throw it away?
I don't know, because it was pretty.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. That's why I'm saying bitch. This is a cheating bitch.
Let me tell you
just
something.
One man's opinion. I'll be going on
you
first.
I didn't cheat on him because nothing happened.
Well, that's the whole name of this game.
But we generally speaking, I mean, yeah, you're right. But I mean, infidelities is something that we don't really...
First,
I don't believe her. Mike, I could be wrong about this. I'm pretty sure that she gave him some sort of pleasure that night.
No, I did not.
I don't believe you.
I did not.
Then why would you go?
Curiosity. I just, you know.
What, you already know what his meat is like.
I don't mean that.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It sounds to me.
Curiosity.
You said curiosity. You're
curious.
Wait, hold on. Curiosity.
Yes.
If he had come up with, like, a better offer, would you have been with him?
No, I think I just wanted to know if there was still something there. I wanted to make sure that I was making the right choices in
what
my
life.
What
is Keith going to do when you tell him
and
about
that's
this?
That's exactly how you make those choices.
He's probably not going to be very happy because...
See, and that's where I get suspicious.
No, when I say unhappy is because he... he was very, he, the name of the person just, he doesn't like the guy at all, obviously. But even though we weren't together when it happened.
And you said that Keith has cheated on you before?
Yes.
And have you, and obviously, did you cheat on Keith when you guys were together, or was this when you were separated?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So let me get this right. You were wronged by Keith originally.
Yes.
Which is why you split up.
And according to her, Don, she's only contemplated sin.
That's correct.
She's lusted in her heart.
We can go with this one. I mean, I have some genuine hostility here towards her, but I'll let it go because I agree. It's good. Hey, honey, I got to tell you something. If you're my wife, you know what I'd say to you? This has been a fun game. Pack your bags and go see if the guy with the Jarrett pendant is there for you.
Really. Fair enough.
But that's just me.
Now, why do you want to do this, Gail?
I want to clear the air, kind of clear my conscience, and, you know,
But doing it on the radio, does the $1,000 motivate you a little bit?
Well, that doesn't hurt, but that's not my real...
I come over on the side of, she kept the pendant. I don't want to give her
$1,000. Can you estimate the value of the pendant, the pendant?
I don't have a clue. I mean...
I bet you have something a little more than a clue.
I bet you do. Come on now.
It's one of those ones that you see on the K Jewelers.
With a series of diamonds, the Journey pendant?
Over $200?
It's probably over $200, yes.
Is it worth about $1,000?
I honestly don't. I didn't take it and get it appraised.
Shaped like a heart, right?
It's a heart pendant, yeah, and it's got diamonds all the way around.
Here's the deal. This almost falls into the category of adultery, and that's why I'm having trouble trusting it now. She's just too happy.
I believe her.
Honestly, you just contradicted yourself.
You said 5 minutes ago you didn't believe her.
No, I mean, I believe that she did all this.
She did more.
I believe that, yeah, what I said is
Do you believe that she cheated?
Yes.
No,
Oh, you're lying. Please. Please, hold on a second. You allegedly ditch your husband on Valentine's night, where he has a big romantic night planned, to go meet some schmuck that you were with before. And you mean to tell me he gives you a pendant and takes you out to dinner, and you've lied to your husband, and you don't give him the high hard one at the end of the night?
No, I did not.
Ah, please. You probably came home smelling of man.
Smelling of man and human growth hormone.
I did not.
Have you ever worked at a place called Dockside Dolls?
No.
Do you know the name of the do you recall the name of the restaurant where you dined?
Yeah, it was Ruby Tuesdays, actually.
Nice. He's a classy guy, then. He's a classy guy.
You know, it was somewhere that was kind of out of...
Yeah, I know. Somewhere,
kind
somewhere,
of out of the way.
Somewhere where cheaters wouldn't be caught. Isn't that right? Oh, that's funny. Let's call your husband.
Okay.
All right, I'll call him. Keith, right?
Yes.
We got the other lady, too.
All right. She got you going, huh?
What a bitch.
Sensitive top.
I'm sorry. I feel for the guy. I feel for the guy. What a bitch. I just can't go to dinner because I got to go with it. See, I just couldn't turn the pendant down. I don't know.
What about her defensive revenge? How do you feel about that? She says she's just kind of getting even.
She should have divorced his ass then. Mm. You know, he doesn't get a pass.
Right.
She doesn't get a pass because she, and who knows what happened. I'm going on her word.
Yeah, we don't know.
Let's say that he did cheat on her. Well, I'm guessing he ate a pretty big ass sandwich to get back in the relationship.
Well, it's certainly going to test their relationship right now if everybody's telling the truth.
Yeah, and there is a more
Because
than-
my crap detector goes further than yours, I think. I just don't trust it ever when it's this sensitive.
Seems like an odd thing to confess.
It
even,
really, really does.
Even
and,
for
know,
a prize.
Oh, really?
It's a short-term gain for...
You never know, though. You know what? We do it on the honor system.
You got him?
Line 8.
And here he is, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, Keith. How you doing? It's Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Happy Valentine's Day.
We've got your wife, Gail, on the line with us here.
Here she is, Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby.
Hey, we're playing a little game called the Special Valentine's Day to Remember, and your wife's going to tell you about her most special Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Well, it's called the big lie. We usually say that to people. But you are feeling evil today, aren't you?
No, I'm... Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, let me just... Excuse me for a second.
Yeah. We'll be right with you.
What?
excuse me for feeling, you know, what am I supposed to do? Say to this woman, you're great.
Boy, no, it's the big lie. I don't want to set the guy up like that. I want to let the guy know what's coming, that the lie is coming. That's normally, you want to be, see, you're saying you want to, I'm saying, let's be a little fair to the guy. Let him know what's coming. I don't want
to
blindside.
You know, it's fair to the
guy. I don't want to blindside
the guy. What would truly be fair to the guys if we called him and said, listen, pack your bags right now. Anyway, here we go. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gail?
Gail, are you there?
Hold on. Gail?
Phone trouble, I think.
Gail?
Hello? Yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right, Gail, yeah. Keith, are you both on the line?
Mike, you're right.
Yeah.
The game is called The Big Lie.
Right.
And now your wife is going to tell you something she told us.
Well, I know you guys have listened to you ever since you started years ago, and God knows what to expect.
All right, very good. Then you're prepared. Go ahead, Gail.
You know, last year on Valentine's Day, how you had that dinner planned for me, and I told you that I had to work late?
Yeah.
And I didn't come?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is, you remember Joel, right?
Yeah.
Well, he had called me earlier in the week and asked me if I would meet him and on Valentine's Day, and that's actually where I went. But that's not everything, unfortunately. I want you to know I love you very much, and I'm very sorry, but it was just one of those things that, you know, when we were split up, you know, him and I got together, and... You know, I just wanted to make sure that I made the right decision. But he also, you know, the heart necklace that I wear around my neck?
Yeah.
He gave it to me. I know I told you that I bought it, but I didn't. I'm sorry. Are you there?
You've never had fake tears before, Mike.
Crocodile? Or no? Hello?
I'm here.
Sorry.
All right, so Keith, what do you think of all this?
Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, she called us with this big lie. And
so last year on Valentine's Day, do you remember your wife turning you down for dinner, saying she had to do something?
Yeah, I remember because I cooked dinner, and, I mean, I had a very nice dinner planned, and... You know, and you know
this guy, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't like him, right?
Absolutely not.
And what about the pendant? Does she still wear the pendant today?
Yeah, she wears it.
Wow. Gail, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry. I mean, I'll get rid of the pendant.
Well, you ought to pawn it, give him the money.
He'd probably like that.
Hey, Keith, would you take the money if she pawned the pendant? I know it's a sensitive time to ask you that, but, you know, money is money, Keith.
Keith, I think she boned him. That's just my theory, Keith.
It sounds like to me we just need to sell the house and split the money.
Oh.
Wow. Amen to that. Unless you all are putting on a fine show.
And that's always a possibility.
Isn't it, Mike? Isn't it?
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Well, no, no. I mean, no, because it's a guy that she works with or used to work with. And, you know, there were a lot of late nights, and that was how I found out about him, because there were a lot of late nights where she didn't want to, you know, or she wasn't coming home.
Hey, Keith, one day
I just showed up to work, and there they are standing outside of the truck or outside of her work beside the truck together.
Keith, let me ask a question. When you're married, when you guys separated, did you cheat on Gail or did Gail cheat on you to start it?
I don't know that she ever, well, I guess I do now, but I didn't know that she ever cheated. They, you know, I mean, they had kissed.
Did you cheat on her, Keith, prior to that?
No.
Oh, she said you did.
She told us that the reason that she did this was to get back at you.
But I never slept with anybody. I kissed someone, too.
I think he misremembers.
This may be a marriage made in heaven. How are things going with you two crazy kids now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were going fine until I got this phone call.
So what do you think this is going to go, Keith?
It looks like it's going straight to hell to me.
Well, now, Gail, why did you tell us that he cheated on you?
Because he did.
Well, he just said he didn't.
He said he kissed somebody, but he didn't sleep with anybody.
No, I don't believe, just
like you don't believe me that I didn't, I don't believe him that he didn't.
All great marriages are based on trust. here's an important question. Gail, I mean, technically you have gone through all the hoops that are required of this game.
Technically
you've won the $1,000. What are you going to do with the $1,000? And I really want you to think before you answer, and I hope you satisfy us with your answer. What are you going to do with the $1,000?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
My husband just bought a new truck, and there's some parts that he wants for it to customize it, and I'm going to give the money to him to do that.
I hope he buys a battering ram.
Well, technically, she's won the money, Don.
She's the big winner.
And I really, you know, my crap detector over the whole thing is not going off that much. I think about the entire circumstance, they may be telling the truth. But as far as the details within those circumstances.
This is hairy.
You need a lie detector for that.
This is really hairy. It's like Roger Clemens versus that guy. Well, congratulations, Gail.
You kids have some work to do.
Gail, you get $1,000.
Thank you.
And Keith?
No, she doesn't. I do.
Yeah, all right. Very good, Keith. You spend that money any way you want, Keith.
I'll throw in the name of a good lawyer for you, my friend.
Hey, Keith, I'm dying to know. What did you make for dinner last Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't even remember. I believe it was steaks on the grill, I believe is what it was.
Steaks on the grill.
I would have bet a lot of money it was critters.
Steaks on the grill, cheating on the heart.
Yeah. I only kissed her.
My apologies for getting all moral on your ass.
Let's give them one last chance, though, Don, since you're getting moral on their ass. Seriously, right now.
Come on, kids.
If you both were to admit it, you know, that maybe you could start clean here. If you both, you know, say it was more than kissing, it was more than dinner, you know. Well, Gail, you mentioned that the dinner you didn't sleep with the guy, but you'd had relations with him before when you guys were separated,
You said
right?
You'd had sex with the guy.
Yeah, when we were separated.
And now, Keith, there she is. She's admitted to that.
Now, did you have sex with another woman?
No, I did not.
When you were separated, you didn't?
No, I did not.
All right. That's on you, Gail, darling.
You give
me $1,000.
That's right, about $1,000.
90 days, Jerry.
My attorney will be in touch. Well, what can I say?
I tell you guys, I almost hung up. Wow. I almost hung right up.
Hang in there. Good for you.
I hope you find a use for that telephone tonight. Rent the movie Casino and pretend that your wife is Don Rickles.
with the phone.
Or not.
All right. Okay. Whatever. Hey, crazy kids, are you in love?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, and I love her very much. Good. But I'm pretty pissed.
Yeah, well, you should be, and you have the whole weekend to work it out.
Will you promise us that you won't have unprotected sex?
Yeah,
please.
All right, hold on, you two crazy kids.
Thank you.
Patch things up.
That's Gail and Keith.
I don't know about that, Mike.
Gail and Keith, clamp it.
I don't know. Sorry,
she got your dander up.
Yeah, you know why? Because cheating, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can't relate to that.
I know it would make you feel better.
What?
Steaks on the grill. Yeah.
And you know
I don't what? Know why Don got so upset about that.
I know.
I better shut up.
Yeah, because you're not talking about me.
I better shut up.
Cheaters never prosper.
You know, hey, can I talk to myself right now?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, shut up.
Hey, right.
Shut up. Didn't say anything.
Steaks on the grill.
Didn't say anything.
Hey, Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Clicking again.
Oh, God damn it. Her phone is farting at us.
Melanie's the stripper from Dockside Dolls.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That must be the payphone at the Double D.
You know what,
and what a shame the strip joint's closed. Always a tragedy.
It is.
Always a tragedy.
Get in touch with her and give her $250, please, because she was very nice.
Yeah, we don't want her back on the pole. Don't want her back on the pole. Give her 250.
Or do we?
Americans. Yeah. Or maybe we do. Yeah, yeah. Give her 250. Tell her to send a picture along.
Give her 250 and $1 bills.
Yeah, make her pick it up here.
Singles, yeah. And not silver dollars.
Does she have to pick it up off the floor?
And especially not after it's been held over a candle. That's a horrible story.
That is horrible. Yeah.
That guy was thrown out on his face.
Not fair. Not fair.
Yeah. He thought it was a little joke.
It's not funny, Mike.
Bouncers didn't think so.
No. That's really not. Right. You're making a lot of jokes today that aren't funny. You I better know. Knock it off,
Mike.
Mister.
Mike, shut up.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, it's time for Buzz, I think.
Being careful?
Hi.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Wow, that's why we play those games. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You ready there?
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll come right back.
All right. Good luck, Gail and Keith.
This is the Don and Mike Show.